Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
People say, man, I don't care if I could just make it in the gate. That's, I don't care. Well, you say that now. Eternity's a long time. I'm telling you, you best do what you know how to do. Do what you can do with all your heart. Because, oh, we really do not have a clue how it'll pay off in time to come. Oh, my. The rich things He has prepared for us. Keep reading. What the next one say? Second one came and, sir, your mina has earned five more. He took it, did what he could with it. Did these guys value it? They had to value it to some degree because they put energy and effort into it. And what did the Lord tell him? He said, you take charge of five cities. He's shouting and happy too. You know, if he'd have worked just a little bit harder, he might have had six. I don't know. But anyway, he's blessed. But the next guy, another one came and said, sir, here's your mina. Here's your money. I kept it laid away in a piece of cloth. Yeah. What did he do? What did he do? Jesus gave him this money, this opportunity, this ability. He gave it to him. What did he do? And his wife and his kids, everybody said, what are we going to do with that? Bring me a cloth. Okay, let's wrap it up and just stick it right over there. That's fine. Anywhere's okay. Yep, just stick it right there. You're not going to do anything with it? We'll just put it over there. Did he value what the Lord gave him? Did he esteem it? Did he? Certainly he's not treasuring it. And then he wants to make excuses. He knows he's in trouble because the other guy made 10 with his. The other guy made 5 with his. Come time to him to tell what he made, he didn't make anything. And so now he wants to blame it on the Lord. He said, well, the thing is, I was scared of you. Because you know, you hard. You actually expect stuff. I mean, you expect people to produce. Didn't he say, you take out what you didn't put in and you reap what you didn't sow? Did the Lord expect them to bring more than what he gave them? Yes. He did. Does he expect us to take what he gives us and turn it into more?
Yes.
Can you see why the devil fights prosperity so hard? It is central to the kingdom of God. God gives us seed of every kind and he expects us to take it and plant it and work it and confess over it and make it into more.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
He expects it. Why? Because he made us. He knows what's in us. He knows what we can do. He knows what we can produce. He knows it. Can you see why he had us camp on fruitfulness for weeks and weeks? That's what this is talking about. He said, you hard, and I was scared. He must not have been too scared. He'd have tried to do something. No, see, he's making excuses. Now, when everything's done and he sees he should have been working, and now he's trying to talk his way out of it, and he's being the victim. He says, you're so intimidating, and you just scare me. And man, you expect people to produce stuff. You just accept no excuses. And the Lord said, well, I'm going to judge you by what just came out of your mouth. You knew, did you, that I'm a hard man, and I take out what I didn't put in, I reap what I didn't sow, I expect something to be produced. You said you knew it. Verse 23, well then why didn't you, I would say, at least put my money on deposit? It'll do something with it. So when I came back, I could have at least collected a little interest. Does the Lord expect us to produce?
Yes.
He does. He expects us to produce. I'm excited. God has given us something here. In you, in this church, in this ministry, we're coming in the best shape of our life. We got this facility, we got lands, we got stuff, and about everything, most all the projects are done and finished, and just a few days, everything is totally paid and totally done. What are we going to do with ourselves? God's going to take us to another level. He's going to use us to, I don't think we just got a mina. I think we got a bunch of minas. Do you know what I'm talking about? And I believe that God is looking and expecting us to produce. He's expecting, what does produce? Souls, people, families, people's lives changed, saved and restored and healed and delivered and blessed, free. It's happening. Can God take it to a whole nother level? Whole nother level. He said, keep reading. Why didn't you do that? And in those, he said to those standing by, take his mina away. So they went and pulled it out of his hands. They said, okay, what do you want us to do with it? Give it to the one that's got 10. Now, if you put all the, what was the next verse say? Verse 25. Yeah, the crowd exclaimed. They said, but he's already got 10. See, they're thinking, huh? You take the one away from the guy that's only got one and give it to the guy that's already got 10?
Yeah.
That just don't seem fair now, does it? See, people shake their heads and go, yeah, you know, them that's got just keep getting more. And them that ain't got nothing, losing everything they got. And it's scriptural. Why would you take the one away from the guy that's got only one and give it to the guy that's got 10? Because the reason the guy's got 10 is because he knows what to do with one. So take it away from the guy that's not going to do anything with it and give it to somebody that will. That's why the people that have and are doing are going to keep getting more and more and more, and the people that don't care are going to lose what they got. Which one you want to be? Come on, help me out. Which one? He already has 10. Verse 26. He replied, I tell you, to everyone who has, more will be given. But as for the one who has nothing, even what he has will be taken away. Can you see from what we've already looked at why that would be so? Why? He's talking about the one that has is the one who values what he has and who uses and does what he can with what he has. And the reason you would do it is because you esteem it, because you value it. But the reason the person doesn't do anything with what they have is because they're like, what's the use? You know, my little bit's not going to make any difference. That's beside the point. You need to do it in honoring God and in faithfulness to Him. This ain't all about what people need. Well, I don't know if they need me over there. Yeah, but if God told you to be there, you need to be there. Even if they don't want you around, you better follow around and go, hey, I'm here. I am available. Right? And let the Lord multiply what He's put in your hands. Let Him increase what He's given you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say glory to God?
Glory to God.
A second thing after that thing, I asked the Lord, you know, why we had been privileged to hear so much. And the Lord spoke to my heart because I knew you'd value it. A day or so after that, He said to me further, He said, I also knew you'd do something with it. you'd do something with what I gave you. And, you know, that's what we've endeavored to do for these years now. I know when we first started in the ministry, the Lord dealt with me that we would need partners, and that was His plan, to join with us to help do what He's, the vision He's put in our heart to do. And that the first thing I was to do, Phyllis and I, were to be good partners. And so we made some changes and we increased and we began to be diligent about being faithful. And then He said, claim partners. So we did. What was that first number we claimed? Phyllis, you remember? 25. We claimed 25 partners. And that's where we were. And then the number has just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, as you might imagine. But then one of the first partner letters that I wrote, I'm sitting there, you know, searching the Lord to see what to say. And I said, Lord, I don't want to ask for money. And I'm not going to ask for money. I don't think I need to ask for money. You deal with people. But I want to give. I don't want to ask. And He spoke to my heart. He said, son, the most precious thing you have is the revelation of the word I give you. And that's when we started putting a message in the partner letter and sending it, because He said, that's the most precious thing you have to give. And since we have given it, think about the word supply. And has God multiplied the mina? Is it multiplying even more and more? And if we'll just keep treasuring it and sowing it and giving it. And the word, if you hear a good word through me, I didn't create it. It just came through me. Amen. And if it bears witness with you, make it yours. Amen. Then it's yours. Amen. And you don't have to be a preacher to share it with somebody. Amen. Right? And it's a precious thing that you can get. And just tell what it's done for you. And how it changed your life and helped you out. And then you're sowing the word. And then you'll be a word sender on a corporate level and a personal level. Amen. And do you believe that your mina will turn into 3 and 4, yes, and 5 and 10, yes, and maybe 100 and 200? And how about when you get to heaven? Oh, come on. How about when you get to heaven? Would you like to hear, son and daughter, well done. Well done. You've been faithful over a few things on the earth. Now, be ruler. We're talking about eternal, permanent ruler over much. Glory to God. We laughed a few months ago about Dave's world. But you're liable to go through Dave City here later on. Mike City, Phyllis Town, Tara Town. Huh? Glory. Somebody say glory. Glory.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me